Okay, when I say Halliday Wine Companion, I think everyone knows exactly what I'm talking about. It's 9 o'clock on a Thursday, maybe your mouth is watering. Well, today, James Halliday announced he's stepping back from his management role on the Halliday Wine Companion after 30 years and a few sips. James Halliday, good evening.
Good evening, Dennis.
Thank you for coming on the program. Why have you made this decision? Or shouldn't I be asking such an obvious question? Perhaps you just want to take things a little bit easier.
Well, you're right in saying stepping back from full-time management of what's a fairly complex set of people moving around, direct and indirect access to database from all over, you know, Australia. And there's a period from what I call purgatory or hell, which is the last 3 or 4 months as you get really serious from December through to, or a bit before that even, through to end March and May when, that is a young man's game. So that's what I got myself out of. But I'm still writing for giving some tasting notes to Wine Companion. I'm still doing my weekly column with the Weekend Australian. Tomorrow morning I start at pretty early with my first of what will be a month-long series of tastings for the top 100. And then, of course, there are the new ventures which have been bubbling away. We're still building, and that's the Celador Challenge and the AI related Junivate. So there's still a fair bit happening.
I think there's plenty happening, James. I had this picture of you drifting off into retirement, but you've just given me a CV that is completely full of activity and great interest.
It still is a wonderful... everyone who really gets hooked by wine, just as a consumer or wearing more than one hat or as many hats as I do, it's always giving you something new, some new challenge, some new victory, or something that you go away, lick your wounds, and come back next time bigger and brighter. It's a dynamic business to be in.
What have been some of the highlights over the decades?
Over the decades, I thought you were going to ask me about this year. Decades has been the progression of Australia from a middle upper power in international wine trade to the number one, and knocking France off from the China market. And of course, immediately I say that, I bring myself into the last coup de grace of what's been a horrible year. Our market, $1.4 billion market into China, that was more than our next most important markets all rolled up in one, i.e. US, UK, Canada, etc., the big ones, Hong Kong. And we have well and truly knocked France off its perch in China, which it had held for so long, and we've broken the mindset that if it's French and it's wine, it's good, and if it's not French, it's wine, it's no good. You reverse that play almost now into China. It's what we did with England about 25, 30 years ago, where we changed the same mindset. We'll rise above these things, but boy, it's been a year from hell with, starting with drought, then terrible weather during flowering. So already yield has had 2 hammer blows. Then you have bushfires and smoke taint, really bad news.
Yep.
30% loss across the board for the quality wines. New South Wales, nothing. other than Riverina. Now, to top it all off, China. So, look, there's never been a year like it, but we are bloodied but unbowed.
So you thought I was going to ask you, you know, what's been your highlight for this year? I think you've just answered that.
Yeah, well, yes, but going back, I'm sorry I sort of jumped the gun there, but it's been building to the position that we had as at, well, let's say, the end of 1919, i.e. we've had the 2019, sometimes a decade, but a century is even better, isn't it? I mean, Tasmania had a minor dress rehearsal, except to complete destruction in last year's vintage in the south of some part of Tasmania. So they watched on this year, didn't quite get clobbered the way the mainland did, but boy, they knew how, the winemakers of really all across Australia, copped it.
So if James Halliday is stepping back slightly, Tyson Stelzer is going to fill that spot?
Yes. I hate the word anointed, and there's been some sort of slightly loose press to say that I appointed him. No, I have a joint venture with Hardy Grant, and Hardy Grant and I jointly decided, but with a fair bit of table thumping from me, that Tyson was the one person I knew of who could step in and look after the minutiae, but also the bigger picture, and keep everyone focused on doing what they should be doing. And I really do have utmost confidence in Tyson. And look, I think there are some good years coming around in the next 12 months ago that may well bear fruit in the next edition of the Wine Companion. I hope it will, and I think it will, and it's partly coming from me, not just because, I'm not a rat jumping a sinking ship, far from it. I'm still, full of hope and pride. I don't like using that word too much, but boy, the Wine Companion over the last 30 years has come from just a little bit of, dilettante stuffing around to a book that there's only about two or three in the world that have the reach on an annual basis that the Wine Companion has.
It is just such an important part of anyone who likes a glass of wine, just to find out the latest and get the advice that comes with the Wine Companion. And Jane Faulkner used to do a segment with me here when I was on afternoons on 3RW, part of the tasting team. And also my friends Terry and Sue at Clyde Park, very happy with the results from you this year.
Yeah, look, he performed miracles this year. He just has some wonderful vineyards, but he has traditionally had two or three key winemakers with their own facilities, and he had some himself. But all of a sudden, at incredibly short notice, he had to race around. You buy barrels 12 months in advance, but you buy them against an unknown, and all of a sudden that's turned upside down. And I'm gobsmacked by the way he handled it without fuss. And he did lose his very talented winemaker, unfortunately, in the lead-up to vintage. That's never an easy thing to deal with. A pretty good winemaker, but nonetheless, another mini-challenge, as it were, for Terry. Yeah.
Terry and Sue, very good friends and great people, and they've been innovative during this period of change circumstance this year. James Halliday, a pleasure to catch up with you. Thank you for giving us so much time tonight, and whatever all those new adventures are, or ventures are, I hope they're successful for you.
Thank you so much.
James Halliday, legend in Australian wine, world wine.